NASA is working toward a goal of landing another person on the moon by 2024 and sustainable lunar exploration by the middle to end of the decade. It's part of the Artemis plan, which also calls for sending astronauts to Mars. It's in this context that the University of Arizona got a $500,000 grant from NASA to work on new ways to mine for materials on the moon using robots. Mo Momayez is helping to lead that effort. He's an associate professor and the interim head of the Department of Mining and Geological Engineering at the U of A. He joins me. And Mo, you're coming up with ways to mine for resources on the moon. And maybe this is fairly obvious to you, but for those of us not in the field, why is it that there needs to be new techniques to do this on the moon relative to how we do it here on Earth?
As you can imagine, based on your own probably personal experience, breaking rocks takes a lot of effort and energy. And here on Earth, we have almost an unlimited amount of energy to throw at breaking rocks. We can use so many different techniques, but we use a lot of water. We need also air and we need atmosphere, for example, to blast. So we don't have those components easily accessible on the moon. So we have to come up with more energy efficient processes, ideally processes that don't use a lot of water or no water at all. So those two things alone can put a lot of restriction on how we're going to mine the resources on the moon. So we have to come up with new techniques.
What are the kinds of materials that you are looking to mine here?
Well, over 50 years of moon exploration have given us a pretty good idea of what's available on the surface of the moon using spectral sensors. We have mapped components such as silica, alumina, lime, iron, magnesia, titanium, most of the rare earths elements that go into our advanced technologies, smartphones, computers. So we pretty much know what's on the surface of the moon. What we need to find out is what's beneath the surface. And that would require more exploration. We need to land on the moon, and that would require drilling. That would require sampling and perhaps more geophysical surveys to be conducted so we can see what's beneath the surface of the moon.
Well, and that's kind of where you come in, right? Because the thinking goes that if we are going to build stuff for people to spend time on the moon, it's a lot easier to build that stuff using materials that are on the moon than having to bring them up from Earth, right?
Absolutely. So, for example, we can imagine that if we're going to colonize the moon, we may want to maybe bring 3D printers with us. We may want to bring robot at the beginning to begin the colonization of the moon. But for the most part, we're going to have to use what's available on the moon to build the infrastructure, habitats, and maybe grow food as well to sustain a colony.
So you are working on what have been described as swarms of robots to do some of this work. Can you tell me a little bit about what those are and how exactly they work?
On the Earth, we use extremely large equipment to haul and move materials around. Shipping a 400-ton truck on the moon is feasible. You're going to have to break it up into pieces and ship each pieces to the lunar surface and reassemble the equipment. But that could be a very expensive proposition, and it would probably require human intervention. Somebody who knows the equipment very well to put it back together. So it would be a lot easier to send smaller pieces of equipment, such as robots, that can work together. So there came the idea of building the swarms of robots that can work together in an autonomous and harmonious way.
So you talked about having to come up with new methods for doing the mining itself. I'm wondering if there might be applications where you could use that technology on Earth and use less water, maybe use less energy to break up rocks here.
We certainly hope so. And that's one of the goals of this project, to come up with these type of new technologies, such as the one we've been working on, that would allow you to drill five times faster than is possible today. That's something that we have demonstrated. It works very well in the lab, and we're in the process of figuring out how we can bring that technology out of the lab and actually into the field.
So mining is obviously, in some cases, a very destructive process and disruptive process on Earth. Is there any concern about the way that you mine on the moon and what that might do to the terrain there, to the environment there?
Well, we have to be very conscious of that as we are on the Earth. Environment is a very precious thing. So we have to be very conscious of what we do on the moon as well. There is a lot that we don't understand what's going on the moon. For example, if we're going to build infrastructure, if the foundation is solid enough to support the weight of buildings, of the equipment. So there's a lot of work to be done in that respect as well.
So let's talk about what comes next. I mean, you have this project, you have a pretty good chunk of money from NASA to be working on this. What are the next steps in terms of prototypes? And like, is there a time frame in mind for when you would like to have some actual machinery ready to go up to the moon to do some of this work, to test it out?
So we actually have some of the machinery ready that we can test here on Earth. We will use the university's San Javier Underground Mining Laboratory for that purpose. So we would use this facility to test our robots, to test the new technologies for drilling rock, for breaking rocks. And it gives us an opportunity to test new technologies as well.
Do you have a sense of how many robots would make up one of these swarms? Like, do you need, are we talking like tens? Are we talking hundreds, thousands? Do you have a sense of that yet?
We don't, but that totally depends on the type of tasks that they need to perform. So if they need to move a large amount of materials, then obviously you're going to need more of them. So it's totally task dependent.
Momo Mayez is an associate professor and the interim head of the Department of Mining and Geological Engineering at the University of Arizona.